From Hong Kong Airport, the latest from podnews.net. Yesterday, we focused on how podcast apps display show notes in over 40 podcast apps. Today, Luminary have announced that they are now displaying links in show notes in their apps. The update to the Android app is already live and now shows links and formatting in the My Show's episode view. They're not yet in the playback view. The company has also apologized, quote, for our short-sightedness, fixed an error in podcast attribution, and is asking for feedback. We've updated our scores. We've also had feedback from the developer of Podcast Addict. He's keen to explain that the view of show notes when unsubscribed is not formatted, but that when you do subscribe, the formatting is correct. It's the same way as Apple Podcast works, so we've amended the app's scoring. Others have contacted us suggesting a minimum standard of how podcast apps should treat show notes is developed. We'd agree with that, and it would help the industry know what we should be doing. And we'd like some feedback, please. Updates at podnews.net. In other news, podcast app Swoot have added support for WebSub, the RSS technology that pushes updates to podcast apps as soon as you publish a new episode. As a podcast publisher, we support it too. So if you follow us on Swoot, you should get our latest episode almost instantly. In France, Insider Podcasts launched yesterday. It's the first investigative journalism podcast production company in the country, and they're launching with 1000 Degrees, a 10-episode podcast about the case of Daniel Massé, a man who was sentenced to prison for 25 years for attempted murder of his former employers. He claims he's innocent, and the podcast promises new answers. Seth Ressler from radio consultants Jacobs Media thinks there's a lesson for radio from Luminary, advising broadcasters interested in podcasting to, quote, tread lightly, invest the proper time towards learning the ropes, and do so with humility. Writing on Medium, Mike Raab thinks that the future of podcasting is subscription, though, and, quote, we should be excited. In Opinion and Advice Today, episode descriptions and headlines are crucial in attracting podcast audiences. That's according to Australian radio publication Radio Info. Britt McGuinness knows who the next big audience for podcasts is as well. And Luminary have launched 6 new premium podcasts this week. Focus on 2 new podcasts today, Math and Magic, a podcast focusing on secrets for success, hosted by none other than iHeartMedia's CEO Bob Pittman, and Museum Archipelago. We're in Toronto, in Ontario, in Canada, between Wednesday and Friday. If you're there and you'd like to catch up, we'd love to hear from you. Just hit reply, and that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.